Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Andre Johnson Day in the city of Houston, Texas, in case you didn't know. As part of Andre Johnson Week, leading up to Andre Johnson being the first ever,
all right, I'm going to admit it,
inducted into the Ring of Honor at NRG.
I really thought you were trying to tie this in a National Pickle Day, because off air,
I thought so too.
Right before we came on,
I want to see your guys' facial expressions when I
right before we go live. Nick goes, "Hey guys, it's National Pickle Day, hot," and Joe goes, "Hey, it's Andre Johnson Day," and I was like, where the hell is he going with this? But it really is Andre Johnson Day?
Him too. Yes.
I'll be damned.
Yep. And it's culminating with at the Arizona game Sunday. He will be the first ever inductee into the Ring of Honor for Houston Texans players.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So he'll help down attendance. There.
Should have been Tony Baselli, but all right.
He was Nick, you got a basketball tournament to play in. They had him down with the mayor today to make it honorary Andre Johnson Day.
Okay.
They had four Hall of Famers, ex-Oilers there, including nice. Bruce Matthews.
Okay.
So it's going to be, I guess, a week-long list of activities and things like that where they're honored. Tonight, there's at a bowling alley, there's a charitable honoring of Andre Johnson. It's going to be pretty cool. I mean, there's a lot of people that have said they've lost interest in this team, and they have kind of lost the desire to go to games, but there's no way they were giving away their tickets to this one.
Nope. That is something special. You should be there. Lenny's in. 5'11", 225. No.
What about DJ Caliente? 6'4", 305.
Yeah, he's definitely first round draft pick for sure.
He's getting drafted.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Again, with spell check, it can kill you, Nick. We were talking about that. He says, "I'm 6'4", 305, first round ballet."
Yes, that'll get you drafted. Those are good. That's good combine numbers. 6'4", 305. That'll get you drafted high. Lenny at 5'11", 225. Probably mid-second rounder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My fattest, I was 5'10", 220. So I could see where he's got some work to do. A couple other people said they're in as well, so that'll be good. I think we can get this. We need to get a sponsor and everything, but I think we can make this happen.
Trully wants to get in on this.
Truly.
Well, it's spelled like Trully to me.
Truly, what's up?
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
Good, man.
Okay, my stats are 5'7", 330.
Yeah.
Wow, you're a first rounder.
Lotto
for sure.
Pick right there.
5'7", 3. Yeah, you're in. You're my number one pick, man.
Wait, first of all, you're not That's Jerry it. Jones. You don't get to decide. That you're
taking
the number one.
We got to figure out the picks.
Okay. Damn it. Truly, you're 5'7", 330.
Yes.
Did you play football at any point?
Say again?
Did you play football at any point in your life?
Yeah, I played in high school football in 1996.
Okay. There you go. Damn, you're a big boy.
You played the offensive line, or were you spry and athletic back then?
Undersized defensive tackle.
Okay.
Oh, see there? Yeah. So you're just naturally
a
big
undersized.
Dude. Oh, undersized?
Yeah.
No, he's just a big dude.
Well, he's shorter. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, I play high school football, Corey Redding, so, like, I was kind of undersized back then.
you're definitely undersized to that. Man, well, we need to get your info and add you to the draft if we do this,
yeah,
man.
Hit us with a Truly. Text or a tweet.
Yeah, 713-780-3776.
Same number you just called.
And you're going to do this if we do this, right? You're going to lose weight?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to figure this out. We're going to have to get some kind of sponsor. Appreciate the call, Truly. We're going to have to get some kind of sponsor.
And here's the deal.
This.
Why don't we think about this? Good. The holidays are coming up where everybody eats anyway.
We could maybe do it in
January. So we could do it like a January New Year's resolution thing. Set it up for starting January 1.
Like it.
We'll draft teams. We'll get some motivation for these guys and gals, too, and figure out if there's ways along the way to motivate. We'll get some kind of like a weekly like, you know, kind of like the Biggest Loser, where weekly we'll compete against each other. We may need one other host to draft a team, so we got four teams. So there's always a, you know, like a weekly game. But yeah, it should be. We can find a way to do.
I like this. This is gonna be good. Can we participate to like add to our numbers?
Too bad the dude
for our own team.
Too bad Chris.
Because I tell you what, I could get up to 225 by January, no problem. I'm 190. Well, I'm 188 now, but I could get up there, no problem. I can gain 5 pounds this weekend.
I can guarantee you right now, if I put my mind to it, I could too, but that's exactly why I won't.
Really?
Oh, man, dude.
Are when you I saying was you can with... out-fat me? Oh, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. My,
you can
and you're not
going
to challenge me because the thought of trying to get that back
I'm
off.
Just trying to. Who can get diabetes first, Joel, you or me?
Man, every day, from road rage to what I eat. Like, Lisa doesn't cook. Last night, she cooked me healthy dinner. She's like, I am focused now on the both of us are going to really get into this and get back into it. Because we used to be, before we had Taylor, we were working out 6-7 days a week.
Man.
And so I got home last night from the gym. She had healthy chicken and broccoli made and everything like that. And I was like, okay, all right. So there's even more motivation there. So I've already started.
I thought you guys were, like, disciplined anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I know,
we
right?
are. But look, when I was working for the Rockets my last year, I was 235.
Yeah.
That's pretty
big. And you're 6'1"?
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
I had gotten down when you go through everything
right.
post that, I got down to like 195.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and so then I balanced off at about 205, and I'm just trying to maintain in that range.
Somebody said, "Can I sign my wife up for your weight loss competition?"
Oh, that's just not nice.
Not allowing that. Not allowing that.
You, sir, are an a-hole.
We've got a couple more callers on the fat.
Yeah,
let's check it out. All right, so let's go Don first. Don, what's up?
What's up, fellas? I gotta get in, man. I'm 6'1", 335, 340, depending on which scale I use.
6'1", 335.
Yeah, man.
You're a first rounder.
Well, no, what was Truly? Truly was 5'7", 330.
Right. It doesn't have to be. There's more than one first-round pick.
He's almost. Yeah, but I'm saying that's a big difference. Now, Don, are you good at weight loss? Have you gone on diets before and lost a lot of weight, or have you always been big?
Man, I've always been big, man. Because even when I was, even back to high school, you know, I played tight end in high school and college, and I was playing tight end at 310.
Damn. Okay, I bet you were able to tackle.
What are you doing? Is this your pre-draft interview?
Yeah, you know, this is a combine right now.
I guess so.
I'm working on my draft picks. All right, Don, I'm putting down your vitals in a new spreadsheet. We're gonna keep this going. Text the show, 713-780-3776. Give us, like, a contact info, and if we get this going, we'll reach out to you.
All right, I got you.
Appreciate it, man.
Good stuff, Don. Thanks, man. All right, Tom, you're next up. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
What up, Tom?
Okay, I'm 5'8", about 240. I'll give you a little background on me. I played college ball at 5'8", 195 was the most I weighed, and that was like 4% body fat. I just got my body fat checked, and I'm at like 19% right now, so I could stand to lose some of that.
Okay.
About 3 months ago, I went on that keto diet, and I lost 15 pounds in about 3 weeks.
Nice.
So...
Wait, what's the Ito diet?
Keto.
I just need some more motivation. I feel like this would be perfect to motivate me to lose about 40 pounds.
I got you, man. I'll put you down, Tom. Same thing. You can either tell our interns, give them your contact info, or just text the show, 713-780-3776 with your info.
I like this.
I do, too.
Sounds good.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Giving back to the listeners, and we get them motivated to start the new year the right way. I like it.
We're also learning our listeners
keto diet.
What?
Can you explain to me?
Yeah, the keto diet. It's kind of like, it's essentially Atkins.
Okay.
It's mostly
all proteins.
Well, there's some carbs, but it's like different kinds of carbs. Not much, you know, but it's very Atkins-like in the way that you eat.
Okay.
Lots of meats, but lean meats. But I think you can still eat bacon and stuff like that. I was thinking about doing it, but I've always had good luck with the program I'm on, so I don't know. Who is that, Greg?
Yep.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Greg?
Down to 263. I was up at 282.
Oh, good for you, man.
2 months ago.
Good for you.
Yeah, but this sounds like good, man. Give me that motivation to kick off 2018, right?
How tall are you?
6 foot flat.
Six foot.
In college, I was 210, so I got some ways to go.
Okay, so you're 6 foot 263. All right, Greg. Well, you know the deal. 713-780-3776. Text the show. Send me your info. And we'll get your contact info for when we do this in January.
Yo, Adrian on Twitter
now go have
says,
a hamburger. Go get fattened up for January.
Speaking of that, Adrian says, I need to gain weight. I'm 5'10", 155. Can we see who does it quicker, the guys losing or me gaining?
Damn.
Just get him a, for Christmas. All you got to do, Adrian, is ask for a
drive. Got to be easier to gain.
An tag for the drive-through window at Whataburger. You'll be fine.
Yo, Adrian, no one wants to hear you bitching about. I'm too skinny, man. Yeah. Shut up. I'm too skinny. Get out of here, jerk. Hey guys, sorry. I'm too handsome. I'm so skinny and handsome. Like I can't be in your fat league. Shut up, Adrian. Jerk. That's mean.
This is a guy who
what?
Told the listeners how he got down to 174.
Yeah.
And I'm sure and I'm a lot up. Of these exact same people were not loving you for saying that.
I've also said I'm what, 5'10"? At one point I was 220. Right now I'm 191. I was down at 174 less than 2 months ago. I gained 20 pounds in less than 2 months, Joel.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, because I eat. I'm telling you, you think you can outfat me to January, but you would lose.
Yo, Adrian, by the way, on his Twitter account says, I'm a velvet glove that covers a steel fist. So you're a condom?
What?
I don't know. It just sounds like that.
Josh Bruner's in. What's the contest? 6'3", 295. All right. Not bad, Josh. I'm going to put your stats down. Keith Rose, 6'2", 290. All right. I'm going to save all these. I'm going to start adding. I'm telling you, I'm working on a spreadsheet.
Salopek is really 5'7", 335?
What are you putting on the spreadsheet? Are you adding email and contact, or are you just doing height, weight, and name?
I'm just doing height, weight, and name, and then I'm going to put their contact info next to it later when they get the text, and I'm taking down the tweets as well. So, yeah. And okay. I think we're going to have to cap this at some point.
And we got
to
figure out how big is our roster.
Like a lot of people want to participate.
We got to figure out how big the roster is. But look, I don't want to cap it if we're going to make a difference. If we can get people that we're actually going to help people to get into a healthier lifestyle, we'll see how many people
we get. We've got to come up with something, even if we pitch in ourselves, if we can't get this sponsored, and just get a prize.
I'm
willing to pitch in my own money if we can't
get
this sponsored.
I'm sure we can get some prizes donated.
What about you guys? Okay, yeah, we'll figure it out. Cool.
Yeah, well, definitely, but I like the way this is going.
Me too.
All right, so we're rolling along with the big show. We've got calls lined up that still want to be a part of the league. Still got plenty more to talk about as well, including your Rockets going for 7 in a row tonight. And a whole lot more. By the way, the Rookies of the Year were named last night, and the big awards that you're looking
for. Big surprise.
Manager of the Year is coming up. AJ Hinch is a part of that. I believe those announcements are tonight. And then Thursday night are the big MVP announcements, in which you hope Jose Altuve gets that. But AJ Hinch is a finalist for the American League Manager of the Year as well. So we'll continue to roll on. If there's something on your mind you want to get to, 713-780-3776, HRP Lister Line. Call, text, or hit us with a Twitter. Hit us with a tweet, as we're here on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You know what? We're back on the big show, and let me just say this. For as weird as this show started, I really like where it's going.
Yeah.
I like the fact that literally we're great about saying we're going to do a whole bunch of stuff.
And then not doing it.
No, or we do it for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the movies with Trey, and then
it ran its course. The Sleep Talk app ran its course.
Like that. You know, we did part of the challenge with the cocoa sniffing, and then everybody wanted you to do the other one.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't doing that.
But at the same time, one
of us grew our beard out like we promised, and the other two didn't.
Nick and I did it for a week or so. And here's the thing. This one I like, and we really got to make sure we see it through because we can help a lot of people with this. I like this.
Cool.
Yeah,
a lot of people sending in their vitals. Did we read this one? Yeah, DJ Caliente, we read his, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Josh Salopek. He's not that big. He was saying, for the guy that called in that was that big, he really thought that was awesome, that we could probably help him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Josh, my apologies.
Sway's 6'3", 325. That's a first-round pick.
He's in.
Yep, that's a first-round pick. Keith Rose, 6'2", 290. That's probably a late first-rounder. Josh said, I weighed 391 on January 1st, 2013. Yep. On January 1st, 2016, I was down to 239. Dude, you are an animal. That is badass. He said, that was 2 years ago, but I put back on 60 pounds. All right, Josh, you're getting in the league. Yeah, your big ass is getting in the league. Ryan is 6'5". Damn, 6'5", 290? You're svelte. You're a thin man, 6'5", 290. Chance 5'11", 255, but said he'll be in Japan during January, so he's probably can't do it. Scott in Deer Park, 6'4", 320. Scott's a first-round pick for sure. Christopher, 6'1", 285. Man, we got some fat-ass listeners. This is going to be great.
Scott in Deer Park is a surefire Nick pick.
Of course.
Yeah, Cougs in the house.
Yeah, Sean and Buddy, I don't know if this is weird. So this will give you perspective, okay? Mm-hmm. Sean Lundy said, I'm in 6'2", 275. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Buddy Monger comes right behind. Buddy the Trucker, 6'2". 375.
Oh,
geez. Same height, 100 more pounds.
Big dude.
Yeah. And
when you do matchup challenges where we can do like similar height and weight and then have guys have motivation to go up against someone else.
But I'm looking at Buddy's Facebook profile pic and he looks like he would punch your face off. Like he would just, like he's a big dude, but not fat.
Okay.
He looks like he used to wrestle. Yep. For the WWE or something. You know what I mean? Like Tugboat. Remember Tugboat? That wore the
singlet?
The singlet, yeah. That's what he looks like. Kind of looks like Tugboat.
Okay.
A little bit. Yeah. Or Big Boss Man.
Big Boss Man, I recognize. Tugboat, I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, Google Tugboat.
Yeah, okay.
That's kind of what Buddy the Trucker looks like.
Okay.
Yeah, Josh is in. Josh Alipak, 6'2", 178. Get out of here.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't even be on the practice squad.
No, you wouldn't, Josh. Nice try, though. All right, but keep texting, keep tweeting, let us know. I'll make a list. We'll get it.
Sounds good to me. All right, so the Rockets play tonight.
Yep.
Going for 7 in a row. You guys wanted to get some comments in on Clint Capella, and I can't argue with you, but, I mean, the guy is playing out of his mind. The Rockets passed, I believe, going into the season on an extension for him, but they still control his rights. I think he's a restricted free agent at the end of the year. All things are pointing to the man getting paid, and paid a lot of money the way he's playing right now. I mean, he's gunning to be an all-star, Nick.
Yeah, he is. And I think if it's safe to say Clint and Gordon, in terms of progression from last season to this season, those are probably the two players that made some of the most improvement. I'm a bigger fan of what Clint has been able to do, obviously. I've been saying it for the past couple of days, only because I felt like initially when they gave him the minutes, he was still trying to get used to it. Now he's being an offensive threat in addition to what he can do already. The alley-oops that he always gets from James Harden. He's getting a little bit better at defense. He's trying to hit the boards. He's passing pretty decently now, considering where he was last season. So, I mean, if you're going to be excited about one particular player, yeah, the beard is obviously something to be excited about, CP3. But if it's a role player, you have to be excited for Clint Capella.
You know, to me, though, it does say something about this the nature of – because you mentioned in one of our pre-show meetings that you thought he might even be eligible to be an all-star, like, or he should be considered to be an all-star. And they actually – I've heard that mentioned several times now. You're not the only one saying that. And I think people are seeing that, hey, he's balling. He should be considered for the team. But I think it also says something about the state of the center position in the NBA if Clint Capella is being considered for an all-star, because he's playing well. But I don't know if he's that good or it's just everyone else is that okay, that he's playing better than what most centers are.
Does that make sense? It does. And I kind of mentioned that to you in terms of the way the league has shifted from a big man's league to more of a guards league. But looking at a couple of things that have stood out to me about Clint Capella is, one, it's one thing to say you're going to do something. It's another thing to do it. And look no further than his free throw shooting. He was an atrocious free throw shooter. See if this reminds you of somebody else. Atrocious free throw shooter. Really struggled to shoot 50%. Worked on it. Worked on it all offseason. Came in this year shooting above 70% from the free throw line. It's a night and day difference. Didn't have any offensive moves. Worked on them. Really took the tutelage of Hakeem Olajuwon. Guys he works with at practice. Now suddenly he's got a jump hook. He's got a couple of moves in the lane. It sound like anybody else I can that maybe similar that maybe have played here?
Definitely not Dwight Howard.
That's what I'm saying. So Dwight Howard, same guy, same kind of guy. Struggled at the free throw line. Said he was working on it. You ever see any improvement? No.
You know, it reminds me more of Duncan because he was that way in his career.
Tim early. Duncan struggled at the free throw line too, but I'm saying Clint Capella is never going to be confused for Tim Duncan offensively.
Right.
So then you take Dwight Howard. And you get tutelage not only from Hakeem Olajuwon, Kevin McHale's your head coach, and Kevin McHale's working with you every day, and you don't get better? Man, that's on you. At certain points, that's when you say it's on you. So you know Clint Capela is a workhorse. You know he's going to bust his tail. You know he's motivated. Then, coming into the season, how could you not be salivating if you're Clint Capela going, I've seen what Chris Paul has done for DeAndre Jordan. I've seen what Chris Paul has done for Tyson Chandler. If I just play my cards right and just go where they tell me to go, I'm not only going to see my stats go through the roof, I'm going to get paid.
Yeah.
James Harden was already great running pick and roll and high screen and roll with alley-oops, and he still, we saw the passes the other night in the Indiana game where he's just going to do give and goes and he can feed Clint all over the place. Now you add Chris Paul when he comes back, which he's due to do later this week, and you just think, if you're Clint Capela, you're sitting there going, it's only going to get better for me. Because now there's one other guy that you've got to really worry about, that you've got to put double teams on, that you've got to try and stop from penetrating, and that's when it's going to open up around the rim. He's going to have a field day.
Yeah, he just has to do better, like you mentioned before, like against some of the better centers like Marc Gasol and DeMarcus Cousins and some of the guys that are not going to put up with anything. And he has to be a presence when he faces those guys, because those guys are certainly a presence. But other than that, I mean, at this rate, yeah, he could potentially be an all-star. I mean, you got to be excited.
It's funny because I noticed two things about this team, and it was both physical, and it was for two different players. One, my first thought, and don't record this as a drop because I'm being serious here, and don't make it childish. He's thicker. He's put more muscle and more meat on his body, and he looks like he can, you know, get down low. And you use the term, the sand, he's got sand in his shorts.
He needs more sand in his shorts.
And he looks like he's done that. And the other one is James Harden. Like, I can always tell if James Harden worked out in the offseason and was committed, because you can tell by his arms.
He got more ripped up.
Look at his arms at the beginning of this year versus the beginning of last year versus the beginning of the year before. Compare the 2 years ago when he had the bad season coming off of the MVP-style season against Steph Curry. He came in fat and out of shape. It looked like, and you could tell his arms were just kind of generic looking. He's cut this year, and it looks like he really committed himself in the offseason to getting in shape, in game shape, and ready to go for the season. So those are the two things that I noticed right away with both of those guys, but I think it's really helping Capela. I read somewhere he said, I didn't realize how strong I was. He doesn't even know what his own strength and his body type is. And I mean, he's top five in blocks, top I think he's number eight in rebounds.
I go back to the block he had on LeBron the other night.
Yep.
He wasn't afraid of him, but he knew exactly where he was going to be. He knew what kind of movie, which means he watches film.
Yeah.
And he swatted a couple of LeBron shots, and even LeBron was kind of double take, like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Well, he's been getting hit with a lot of goaltending calls, and I actually think that's a good thing.
Yeah,
because he's trying to anticipate the block.
Yep.
And he never really did that the first couple of years.
As opposed to the guy I compared him to, who did it on a regular basis and didn't realize that it was something that he should stop doing.
And then he's eighth in rebound, or excuse me, seventh in rebounds a game. Fifth and blocks. So basically what you've done is you've taken this offense with Gordon and Harden, and you've added Chris Paul, but you've added a top 10 center essentially by Clint Capela getting better. It's almost like you went out and got a top 10 center, because I don't think he was top 10 last year.
No.
But you've added to this team this year, you went out and added a top 10 center offensively and defensively.
And
that's
you
crazy.
You subtracted a three-point shooter making $20 million a year. But here's the other thing about Clint Capela and what you mentioned about James Harden. Trust.
Yeah.
And how it's great for Chris Paul to be out right now. And I know it's hard to say that, but look at where they are. So you're okay. But Chris Paul sitting from the outside looking in, D'Antoni's already said he's been a huge resource because he can tell the coaching staff what teams have said and seen about this team in the past and what they're seeing now, because he's seeing it in street clothes on the bench. But he's also seeing how great Clint Capela is when you run high pick and roll, when you do give him the ball in the right spots. So he's already going to have trust. But the bigger thing is, we know with James, if he trusts you and he passes you the ball and you don't score, after a while, he's going to stop doing it. You can tell by the game against Indiana the other night, going between his legs, splitting defenders, feeling confident no matter where I throw it, he's not only going to get it, but he's going to finish it, that James has trust in Clint. That is huge, because you need the trust of your best players, and he's got that with those two guys. So it's only going to get better for Clint Capela. I think that's why this is really an exciting time, if you're a Rockets fan, to think about, not now, think about what's going to happen between now and the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you guys want to talk Rockets, feel free to give us a call. We're going to continue to move on. We're at the midway point. We'll be back with a whole lot more. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on Twitter. Right now, I want to tell you about Infuse Energy. They're my good friend. CEO Josh Pesikoff and his staff has done a fantastic job, and I am telling you about it because I believe in Infuse Energy 115%. I got signed up with Infuse Energy, and immediately, within the first month, I knocked $150 off my bill. I've been knocking money off my bill each and every month because of the program they set me up on with the rates that I'm getting, because I talked to them, and I was honest with them. And because I was honest with them, they were honest with me and what they could do and how they could help. They're 100% honest, and you're always going to get a person on the phone, not an automated system. And they're going to ask you questions because they care. They want you to be a long-term commitment to them because they want to be committed to you by giving you the best plan at the best rates possible, and they want to make sure it's tailor-made for either your business or your home use. I'm telling you, give them a call, try them, and see if I'm not giving you exactly 100% honesty in the fact that they have done for me what they can do for you too. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint, and that's big in itself. InfuseEnergy.com or 844-INFUSE2. 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. You call and you say ESPN 97.5 right off the top. You get a $25 bill credit. But like I said, you're going to get someone on the phone that's not trying to screw you over. They're going to give you 100% honesty. They're going to tell you when they can give you the best rates. And they can also be honest and tell you when they can't. And maybe there's someone else out there that can. But that's all about building relationships, because relationships last, and that's what they want to do. Check them out, InfuseEnergy.com or 844-INFUSE2. Infuse energy into your life.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, coming out of the halftime break, we're continuing to roll on. We took a weird start and made it one heck of a meaningful first hour and a half by creating a name to be named later, but we've had several creative ideas for what our fantasy league's going to look like. But hopefully, starting January 1st, we will have a great competitive listener weight loss program going, so people can start the new year right, start losing weight.
I'll say this. It's going to be – it may not be a draft. I mean, we've had fun with it, and we've talked about the fantasy, you know, fat-ass draft or whatever it is. But it's – there's almost – we have 60 names already saved, and I still have about 30 more texts to go through. So this may end up getting close to 100 people, so it may morph into something that's not fantasy. We're going to definitely brainstorm on this and figure out the best way to do this, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
I might even do the damn thing. I don't know.
I like the fact that we're going to make a difference in a lot of our listeners' lives, too, because they show commitment to us. We're going to be committed to them. It'll be a fun way to start the new year. And look, like you said, there's lots of different options we got to kick around. We kidded around about a league, but like, even if it's just we're looking for ways to motivate you. So if we can take two guys with a similar height and similar weight and they can go head to head as motivation, we'll do it that way. But there's, you know, there's all different options that we could possibly make this work. But the fun thing is that we're going to see actual results, and we're going to try and make people's lives better, their health better. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I just like to be able to call everybody fat ass. That's all. That's just fun for me.
That evidenced in our 3-on-3 competition when we were team fit and we played team fat. And I believe you came up with team fat.
Yeah, but they're not even fat. That's the disappointing thing. Well, one of them was. All right, two.
Okay. I think we can be honest with ourselves after that.
I'm committed to win for your team and lose this weight. This might be the competitive motivation I've been looking for, but they didn't leave a name. They didn't leave stats. They didn't leave anything.
Is that text?
Yeah, that's a text.
Text us back.
Joel and Nick didn't even participate in picking their fantasy football teams that depended on auto draft. Will there be an auto draft for the weight loss draft as well? Yeah, that's a great question,
sir. It's not a great question, by the way. You're not in first place at 8-1 like I am if you just allowed someone to draft for you and didn't make changes, make waiver additions, and make savvy moves to put your team in a position to win it all. Suck it.
But you still auto-drafted.
No. The league that we're I had no choice in the second one, and that's why it's sucking, but I'm still trying to bring that one up too.
So as people are texting in their vitals, I'm, you know, saving them, and we got this one. I'm 4'8", 450 pounds. That was from Rosie O'Donnell, so there's that. Some of these guys are actually skinny. Some of y'all are, you know, third, fourth round picks. If nothing, you might even be undrafted free agents, because some guys are like, I'm 5'10", 200. Like, what? It's not that bad.
No. No, 5'10", 200, no.
Yeah. I mean, that's only 10 more pounds than me, so I wouldn't. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to lose 25 pounds right now. I would love it. I'd love to get down to 165.
Would you really want to be that small?
Yeah, 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 I would. That's where you don't have to worry about, like, your gut sticking out past your shirt and all that. And yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. I don't think it's going to happen anymore at 43 years old. But, you know, even for me, 20 pounds, that would be percentage-wise, that would be a lot.
I will say this. The one thing I found that I have not found with others that say as you get older, it's harder to lose weight. For me, it's just harder to find the time to consistently get workouts in. If I can do that, I can still shed it in a pretty quick amount of time. It's just hard, man, with the schedule and with family and with kid. It just changes everything.
We have our first female competitor, Tina. Tina Harris is in. We need more women.
Yeah.
I want to have that would be great to have a women's league and a men's league.
I don't know. Like, that's a sensitive thing to approach. I'm just saying.
But whether it's a league or it's just.
She's in. She said I'm
motivating
in.
Listeners. Okay.
She said no athletic background, clearly, was her text. I think it's great, man. There's just,
I like it.
I mean, listen, it doesn't matter. It's all about getting fit and having fun. Don't let all that other stuff get in the way, Nick.
We're looking for motivation and results, and hopefully we can round up some prizes to make it even more worth their while. But, you know, look, it takes a lot of gumption just to be able to come forth and say, hey, look, this is how big I am. But that's the first step in trying to do something about it.
So all right, don't make this weird, Joel.
It's true.
Don't make this weird.
Man, when I was younger and I was huge,
I know.
The last thing I wanted to do was tell you what I weighed.
But, okay, but it's not like you're hiding it.
I couldn't.
I know, that's the point. It's not like all of a sudden you go, hey, by the way, I'm fat. And people go, what? You are?
I was the wear the t-shirt in the pool guy. For sure. And I'm talking about the plastic kiddie pools.
Nice.
Yeah, I had parents laughing at me. That wasn't fun.
Wow, your parents laughed at you?
No, all the kids.
Yeah,
I'd go over to their houses and they'd be laughing at me.
Really?
Yeah, it was tough.
Oh, that's horrible. Did you wrap their house and egg their car?
No.
No, you should have.
I know.
I condone that completely.
I left a Snickers bar floating in their pool.
You pooped in their pool?
No.
That would have been great. I wouldn't have blamed
been good
you.
Payback, right? All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Right now, I'll tell you about Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a long time now. With the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, there's a lot of automobiles that are around this town that you're trying to get rid of. They're not running anymore. You don't know what to do. You don't want to pay any more money. You might have lost it with insurance and didn't get covered, but you know that paying a tow truck was going to be even more money out of pocket. Well, here's what you do. If you want to donate that clunker, Texas Can Academies can use them, and they will come to you. They will tow the vehicle away at no charge to you. They will do all the paperwork. They will give you a nice tax deduction, which means you benefit. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card, and then the process really begins because your donation is turned into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. That could be bus passes. That could be warm meals. That could be eyeglasses and book money. So many different things that could be a distraction when kids don't have them that can really be beneficial if they do when they're trying to get their education. It's a great program, and it's all because of Houstonians helping kids in the Houston area. Call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com and get all the information. All you got to do is call and tell them what you got. They'll come to you and do the rest. I'm telling you, it's a great program, and it's Houstonians helping kids in Houston in need. Check out the Texas Can Academies and give them a call today. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, tomorrow's a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. If you got ideas or you want to throw out perspective ideas and topics for what we will do for Way Back Wednesday tomorrow, now's the time to do that, because between now and the end of the show, we will decide what we're going to do tomorrow and how quickly Nick will have to Google it. So we will get that out there now so you guys are prepared and trying to get us what the topic or subject should be for Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. So that should be good. Some news of the day. The UCLA detainees in China who were shoplifting are now returning to the United States. I don't know if the president's conversations with the president of China helped or not, but they are on their way back to the U.S. of A. It'll be interesting to see if the university has any kind of discipline for them on top of what they're getting.
Yeah, I kind of wish that that didn't happen that easy.
I agree with you.
I think the baller brand needed to learn a little lesson there.
I think all three needed to learn a lesson. Yeah. This could have been a whole lot worse if they weren't in the public eye playing basketball. Because if it was just the common folk of the United States doing something like this, you're serving 3 to 5 years of hard time.
Yeah, believe me, it's not going to be that easy in a foreign country. It's right. Just not.
Exactly.
Okay, so people keep sending in their stuff, but no names. You guys, if you're entering into or you want to be eligible for the weight loss contest and you're texting the show, put your name on there. You don't have to, put your vitals, your height and weight, but also I need your name. So I'll have your number off of your text, but I need your name, and email would be great too. Because somebody just said, I'm listening on ESPN radio as I work out. Let me know how I can get involved. Well, there's no other info there, so appreciate it. But also we have our second female in.
Good.
Libby said she's in. She's she said, I'm Libby. Can a woman join? I'm built like a tight end. Hell yeah.
Sure.
Let's do it, Libby. We have our Officer LG is in. So we've got some security involved in this now. That's
law
good.
Enforcement.
Yeah. And then there's this, and I don't know his number. Maybe you can validate. But just get a text out of nowhere. 58300 Juggalo Trey. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if he's 5'8".
Oh, man. Ah, you wrecked me.
All right. If he is in, that'd be great, but I don't know. We'll have to validate that.
I'd like to work out to Oasis.
Somebody said, I noticed you didn't say the woman's height and weight over there. Smart man, Barry. Yeah, I'm not stupid. I know how this works. I would never do that to a woman or age.
Who wants to work out with me to Oasis?
His whole workout list is just Oasis. I work out the Wonderwall for 45 straight minutes.
Bench pressing last night and had a champagne supernova.
Guys, I'm almost up to the bar. I almost work out with the bar.
I was stretching all around the world. That was just my waistline.
Why do guys keep saying they want to put their wife in on this? You guys are jerks, man.
Okay, jerks. So news of the day.
Yep.
Other than that, Cody Bellinger, National League Rookie of the Year last night, and unanimously, and no surprise, Aaron Judge, American League Rookie of the Year. We mentioned to you A.J. Hinch is a finalist for the American League Manager of the Year. I think, personally, Paul Molitor will probably win
that. I think that's a good call.
And then in the National League, that'll be between Dave Roberts of the Dodgers. Arizona's manager is in it.
I'm still going Bud Black. I still think he's the dark horse to win it, but I think he can win it.
Is he one of the three finalists?
I don't know. Is he?
Because they cut it down to three. And I know, his name is it Torey Lovallo is the Arizona manager, correct?
Terry Francona, Dave Roberts looking to repeat as managers of the year. Hold on, I'm pulling up the MLB thing here. Yeah, continue. I'll pull
so,
this
yeah,
up.
So in the process, the National League manager of the year is between Roberts of the Dodgers, Lovallo of the Diamondbacks. I'm not sure who the third candidate is, but they've narrowed all the categories down to three. And then MVP is the one that everybody else is also concerned about. They want A.J. Hinch to win, but they know that the big one is for Jose Altuve. That'll be Thursday for both leagues' MVP as they save the best for last in their minds. Other news out of baseball, Bobby Doerr, Hall of Fame second baseman, dubbed the silent captain of the Boston Red Sox, a longtime friend of the organization that was still in uniform from time to time, passed away at 99 years old. Mm. That is one hell of a life. RIP Bobby Doerr as he passed away. Again, I mentioned Rockets and Raptors from Toyota Center tonight, with Houston looking for 7 in a row. Good test for them tonight. Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, Serge Ibaka. That team has got some talent, so it'll be interesting to see how they match up with the Raptors. That should be fun to watch tonight down at the Big Sequoia. Kyrie Irving is back, by the way. He's going to play the Nets tonight with a protective mask. He's done this in the past, remember? He wore, like, the protective mask, but it was, like,
how
Batman.
Do you fracture your face?
Did you see the replay?
No, I didn't.
When Aaron Baines hits you, regardless of what Tommy Heinsohn sees in the shower, when Aaron Baines hits you on the court with an elbow across your face, you can figure it
out.
So
where
quick.
Was it? Like on his forehead? His...
It started, the elbow kind of swung around, started here and just kind of grazed across his face. And he went down, was bleeding immediately. When you see blood immediately, you know something's wrong. But he's going to wear the Cape Crusader mask now. You know, most of the guys wear the clear mask.
Temporarily, or is this, this going
he's
forward?
He's going to have to wear going forward for the time being. And he did this once before, where instead of wearing the clear one, he wears the black mask, and he looks like Batman. And people thought it was awesome. So that'll be cool to see. He'll be on the court tonight against the Brooklyn Nets. So he'll be back. And, of course, we've got all the fiasco that is the Houston Texans. I saw that the Chronicle took our idea, Nick. I wanted to say, did you listen to the show yesterday and hear what Nick had to offer? Because in the Chronicle, they had Bill O'Brien with a headset on making a face, and they had the little thought bubbles, and they were almost every quote that you played yesterday on the show.
Because there were so many of them. Yeah. I mean, between two press conferences that were, what, 12, 13 hours apart?
Well, they dated them all the way through from the start of the season.
Oh, okay. Well, there
were plenty. Every press conference where he said, that's on me. Or every game where he said, I got to do a better job coaching. They were all dated and listed in big bubbles around him. And believe me, there was enough bubbles to scrub your tub. So, yeah, someone caught on to the idea, and now that's a theme around town as they get prepared for the Cardinals. It's Andre Johnson Day in the city of Houston as they get prepared to induct Andre into the first the Ring of Honor as the first inductee, and I think it's a good one, on Sunday against the Cardinals at NRG, so that'll be cool. And there'll be a week of festivities leading up to that, so that's basically your main stories going on today. And, of course, the Jerry Jones topic we covered.
Yeah. Okay, a couple things. Hey, guys. Nathan here. Do you think Bill O'Brien will stick with Savage the rest of the season? And what will cause O'Brien to pull Savage? Love the show. Keep up the awesome work. So we'll get to that after the break.
Okay.
Did you guys ever do songs y'all hate for Way Back Wednesday?
I don't think we've ever done that.
You want to do that? I kind of like that. Like,
I'm okay.
Songs you hate.
Let's keep it on the burner.
All right.
See what else we get. But that's remember that. Possibility.
Remember that. And then Mandy said, I missed the first part of this convo. What's the deal with the weight loss thing? What do I do? Well, Mandy, you text the show, 713-780-3776. Text us your vitals. Let us know that you want in and send a contact info like email or whatever. And we don't know if we're going to do a fantasy fat league or have just a fat ass draft, or we don't know what we're going to do yet, but there's going to be some sort of weight loss challenge in January.
And if you want to ease the workload on Barry, you can call intern Jerry.
Yes, please.
He's taking calls, and he'll if you prefer calling over texting, he'll take all your information that way.
Yep.
And he'll know what to ask.
Yep.
Not Jerry, but Jerry. Correct.
Jerry right. Bowe.
We're going to continue to roll on. We got two in the books, one to go, plenty more of the big shows. We continue to just fly through this show, and it's all because of you. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can hit us on text, you can call us directly, or you can reach us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more in the final hour of the show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.